This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through February 27, 2020. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The planet Venus is the brightest object in the western sky after sunset until the 24th. On that evening, it is joined by the crescent moon only a day and a half past new. Through a telescope, Venus displays a gibbous phase. Currently, the planet appears about 65% illuminated. Venus sets behind the western horizon at about 9:15 p.m. The moon appears close to Venus on the 26th and 27th. On the latter evening, the moon will set after Venus at 9:35 p.m. Three planets are visible to early risers. Look at 5:30 a.m. to see Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars as they form a line of bright objects in the southeast sky. Saturn is the lowest of the three. Jupiter, at the center point of the line, is currently the brightest morning object, and it is to the upper right of Saturn. Mars, to the upper right of Jupiter, is similar in brightness to Saturn, but it also has a distinctly orange hue. At the same time in the south, and a little below the line formed by the planets, is the bright orange star Antares in the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. These objects will be well placed for early evening viewing in the late summer through mid-autumn. The International Space Station will be best positioned for viewing from Los Angeles before sunrise on the 24th. At 4:39 a.m., the ISS will move into sunlight and suddenly burst into view while already 46 degrees high in the east. The space station will outshine Jupiter as it sinks towards the northeast horizon over the next 3 minutes. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, February 29th, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, in Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.